Traditionally, crop insurance protected farmers against yield losses when disastrous weather hit corn, soybeans, and other crops. But newer, more complex policies now allow farmers to insure their revenue in case the price of a crop plummets on the commodities market. That's important because this year is projected to be the least profitable growing season for farmers in over a decade. Still, some policymakers argue that the program's price tag has also grown too costly. The federal cost of crop insurance has skyrocketed from about $3 billion per year in the early 2000s to now more than $8 billion per year. A big part of that cost is because farmers only pay about 40% of their insurance premiums. The government subsidizes the rest. The cost of crop insurance is likely to be one of the many issues policymakers discuss during the next round of Farm Bill talks, which are already heating up. For Illinois Public Media, I'm Robert Holley.